Like everybody, Jillian Carr and Jessica Law were shocked to hear of the torrential rains and resulting natural disasters that occurred in British Columbia last week. Like everybody, they wanted to help. The two friends are indeed helping with a crowdfunding campaign to help BC's many farm families deal with the ongoing struggles of survival and to recover their livelihoods as soon as possible, too. Last week, I had a friend from out east who reached out to me and just said, "Hey, Jillian, I want to donate to the farmers that have been impacted by the flooding, but there's no reliable places to donate," began Carr, who works as a St. Albert financial advisor to veterinarians through Steady Gate Planning. "I reached out to Jessica and a few other veterinarians who I work with that are working with these types of farmers. No one, we couldn't find any great fundraisers that were set up." That was at 7:30 a.m. Thursday morning, and by 8 p.m. Thursday night, Jessica and I had started this GoFundMe. We knew they needed help and we rely on our farmers so heavily that it was important to both of us that we do something. Law, a veterinarian with Prairie Livestock Veterinarians out of Red Deer, has a similar love of animals and a deep concern for the farm folk who live on those lands, and tend their flocks and crops. Law said she noticed a lot of people were donating to the BCSPCA, which is still great, she confirmed, clarifying how that organization tends to focus primarily on companion animals. In terms of food animals, there was a gap in funding. We knew that this was going to be a long-term issue that was going to affect both the producers and these animals for more than just a few days, let alone years, Law began. It tore at the heartstrings. We got really concerned and, being both professionals that work in the veterinary industry, we get really empathetic, and these sorts of things tend to have a really significant impact on us to be able to do something. The campaign was created with a goal set at reaching $620,000. As of Thursday evening, the total brought in had accumulated to nearly $57,000, with several donations of $1,000 or more each. People can learn more about the campaign or contribute to the cause by visiting GoFundMe.com and searching for Help Our BC Farm Families. Jingle LaBelle's food drive, the 58 houses of LaBelle Crescent, will join forces once again this weekend. Jingle LaBelle is the Hardy Block's annual drive to collect for the St. Albert Food Bank. "We challenge other St. Albert neighborhoods to a food drive," prompted LaBelle Elf Ruth Molenbeek. Last year, Jingle LaBelle collected $435 and 267 kilograms of food. This year, they want the effort to grow, hence the challenge. "Let's do it, St. Albert." LaBelle Crescent will take donations starting at 5 p.m. on Saturday, December 4th. Connecticut Hooper helper Danny Hooper who? If you don't know, it's high time for Hooper time. One of the area's most in-demand MCs has a charity event to help boost the St. Albert Canets 2021 Christmas Hamper Campaign. The Whoville Tree for Charity event is a collaboration with Out of Bounds Restaurant and HML Landscape Construction and Maintenance. The holiday fundraiser starts with cocktails at 6 p.m. on Thursday, December 9th. Tickets are $75 each and include one drink, social appetizers, and all materials to build one Whoville Tree. The evening will also include a silent auction. All proceeds go to the Canets. Visit cattailcrossing.ca/whoville-fundraiser to learn more and to buy tickets. If you can't make it to the event, you can still purchase a Whoville tree kit for $50 to set up at home. Call the club at 780-973-6686 or send an email to info@cattailcrossing.ca for more information. Cattail Crossing Golf and Winter Club is located at 24427 Township Road 542 in Sturgeon County. Otherwise, you can still make your donations to the campaign at the various red collection boxes around town until Tuesday, December 7th. Look for them at St. Albert Center, Marshall's, A&W, Riverside Honda, Running Room, Service Place, and MVMT Physio. The campaign will also benefit from the one-day fill-a-bus event, taking place from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, December 5th, at Pearson's Your Independent Grocer, both Save on Foods locations, Walmart, Canadian Tire, Superstore, Sobeys, and Safeway. Christmas Kettle Update: the kettles have counted up nearly $50,000 as of November 24th. You can make your donations to help the St. Albert Salvation Army Church with its programs by visiting Pearson's, your independent grocer, Superstore, St. Albert Center, Safeway, Walmart, Save on Foods at Village Landing, and Costco, starting December 10. If you don't have cash to give, all kettles are now equipped to accept tap payments from your debit or credit cards. The campaign runs until December 24. Its goal is to collect $400,000.